What kind of book on you had here?
BB5R.
I think we doubled.
BB5R is doubled.
Yeah, the UV5R, if you want to, you know, trigger the push to talk, if you got the microphone for the UV5R, you know, the dual, the 3.5 millimeter, 2.5 millimeter TRS plugs. If you connect the ground, you know, like the sleeves of both those cables, you should be able to kick the PTT on that.
Okay, so I bought the Keytec APRX K1 Pro cable, and I thought that that would trigger the push-to-talk through the method that you just described, but it does not seem to.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I have a K5 Plus, and it's the same both on, you know, the tri-band version, and the 2-meter 220 and 440. And with that one, yeah, if I actually did a test where I had a 3.5 millimeter, you know, 1/8 inch, and then a 2.5 millimeter or 3/32 inch TRS, you know, plug, you know, ending in wires, and I connected the ground wires to both, and yeah, it kicked the PTT. So I don't know what maybe yours has a bit of an issue or something. I have no idea.
I'm wondering if that cable actually. With that handheld, is there some other TMC like a digi rig or a digi rig?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but like one thing I would do if you have questions about whether the cable's any good or, you know, whether you just got really unlucky or getting any bad cables is you can take a multimeter, do a continuity test. With a couple of alligator clips. That's what I did with every cable I've got, just to make sure that it's making connections where I expect them to make. And I've actually discovered that one was not like the tip on one of my, one of the things I got off Amazon just wasn't working. So I ended up sending it back to send me a new one, and the second one worked.
I will try that, but I don't think this cable is designed to trigger the push-to-talk when it hears sound. On one end, it's like a sound card to the computer, and then when you send sound through it, you see a light change, you know, and there's a sensitivity setting, but it doesn't seem like it triggers the push-to-talk. I had, in order to get the radio to send in data mode, I had to put it on Vox, and that's just not fast enough.
I figure if you're setting sensitivities and stuff like that, it expects you to set in Vox. And I can tell you, you know, from experience, those Bofang radios don't switch over from TX to RX fast enough to be useful for packet, because the packet's going to be right on you. Like, you know, they want you to be able to listen as soon as it drops TX. So you're ever going to have to figure out that PTT thing.
Do you have experience with any of the newer kits included handheld radios? There's one by VGC, and then there's one by Belfang.
I haven't gotten that far with using handheld radios with packet. When I do packet, I have a base station, a 19700, that I use, and that's obviously way bigger, way more involved with a radio than any of these handhelds. I am actually planning to figure out how to use the TID Radio H3, because that one does change over almost immediately from TX to RX, and that's really useful for a packet. And the pinout's almost the same as the Bofang, the standard Bofang one, but for some reason the PTT is a little weird, so I'm still trying to figure that one out. But I'm starting to look into that over here, WRB892.
I've seen people have luck with the Belfang when they have a DigiRig or a MobiLink, some kind of purpose-made CNC. There's also a kit you can get off eBay, the KISS CNC. So I'm going to pack it out.
Alright, sounds good. Yeah, I'll definitely, you know, look into that as well. It sounds, you know, pretty interesting. I want to make teams if I can get one of them, you know, doing a packet with all the box. That would be awesome. 810, you still out there?
That's affirmative. We're currently 75 south, just hitting the peak of the Zewalki Bridge there.
The good old Zewalki, yeah. if you get stuck on the top of that one, you could even do GMRS simplex with somebody, you'd be high up in them.
Very true, very true. Unfortunately, up here, I've got a plethora of repeaters from that I can have access to from pretty close to where I live. I actually live just south of Saginaw. And on the mobile, I can hit Saginaw, Bay City, Mayville, and sometimes Flint, all from my driveway. So, you know, can't complain about the location.
Yeah, that's a pretty good gig you got up there. Yeah, I stayed for a little bit, you know, in Saginaw about 25 years ago. I was off of Lawndale. And I forget the cross street, but it was out in the town, a little northwest of town. We used to go to Freeland to get gas because that's where all the gas was cheap. Not sure if that's still the case now.
I was going out to Freeland on the regular. I kind of do Ubering for a side hustle, and I had a customer that would always go out there for work twice a week. But I found the cheapest gas was actually the Lowe's truck stop right there in Bridgeport, right off 75.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I kind of remember that. Keep in mind, aside from going up north or coming back down, I haven't really set foot in the town since like 1999. So, but yeah, that truck spot's been there forever.
Anything in Saginaw. It's gotten, in some areas, gotten really bad. I actually live in Spalding, which is off of 13, probably about 6 miles south of the Saginaw city limits. But yeah, Saginaw is just rife with stealing and shooting and all this other crazy stuff going on.